I don't have a list of what she made, but it's interesting because, you know, she says she's happy, she likes her job, but it's very, very, very difficult to be perky every day.
Oh, Katie.
It's so sad for her.
I've got her office number. We should get, well, no, she's on the show right now.
Yeah.
We'll wait till about an hour. We'll give Katie Couric of the Today Show a call and...
Well, and sympathize with her. The poor woman has to be perky every damn
she'll
day.
She'll probably hang up on me, but perky.
Yeah, in a perky way. In 195 Sports, Suns play tonight. They're at home to face the Warriors, and when they win... And they will be just a half a game behind Golden State in the Pacific Division standings. And as you mentioned, the last two Cactus League baseball games of the season are today. The Seattle Mariners host the Indians in Tempe, and the Brewers play the Cubs in Mesa. Both games will start at 1 o'clock if there's no rain. And Y95 Valley weather, some clouds, a chance of rain this afternoon up to 70. Might rain tonight, and then tomorrow... Looks like this is tapering off. Slight chance of rain up to 75. Right now, it's 50 degrees at 6:03. I'm Maggie Brock with Kelly and Company on Y95.
Mint condition on Y95. 6:06, good morning from Bruce Kelly and Maggie Brock. Turn the music off. Turn the music. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a tragic announcement.
We're not going to hear
it. No, not that.
It's not April Fool's Day.
No. This is coming up. It's all about Y95 and License to Win. That's Joe Public. Here's Bruce Kelly and Maggie Brock. It's 10 after 6. 6:10. Good morning from Y95. Cloudy and rain today. 70 is going to be the high. 51 in the valley right now. Y95. Major announcement.
Yeah, what is this?
Major tragic announcement. Yesterday. About Y95 license to win. Yes, I was going to start it right now.
Yeah.
$1,000 Thursday, $1,000 every hour. But
right.
I can't because we just received a new shipment.
Yes.
Down here.
What?
Brand new shipment of Y95 license to win faxes.
Yes.
And Y95 license to
get win. Out of that barrel.
What? Y95 license to win letters.
And there's a problem?
I got to get these in here, okay? I've got to process them. So if you could just bear with me for...
Process them?
Yes, process them. Yes.
What?
See, I get in here and I process the thing. I've got so many of them that if you bear with me in just a few minutes, I'll do the first Y95 license to win. So stay close, okay? That's it. No big deal. Everyone's alive.
Damn right.
11 after 6, here's your Kelly Company Horrible Scopes, Thursday, April 2nd.
Aries, this is a good day to kick around intriguing ideas with close friends. Taurus, the world is your oyster today. Gemini, process quickly, and people will love you.
Is that a hint?
Yes.
To me? Okay.
Cancer, be more affectionate with your romantic partner. Leo, that's your concept of a sound effect for affectionate?
I'm just a big Irish setter.
Leo, cycle for fitness or flex your muscles at the gym today. Virgo, an important introduction takes place at a social gathering. Libra, gains made through cooperative efforts now are greater than those you could make on your own. Scorpio, be careful not to risk your resources, ones that you cannot afford to lose. Sagittarius, you should be getting more for your money. Capricorn, postpone an important career move until more information is available. Aquarius, jealousy, important relationship. Pisces, let your imagination run wild. And if today's your birthday...
Happy birthday to you.
You share it with Emmylou Harris and Buddy Ebsen.
Guess what?
Buddy Ebsen's 84.
Guess who we talked to today on Y95? Which one of the two?
Well...
It ain't Emmylou Harris.
It's Buddy Ebsen?
It's Buddy Ebsen after 9:30 this morning.
Yeah, well, we don't want to wake an 84-year-old man up too early.
Special Kelly and Company, happy birthday to Jed Clampett, Buddy Ebsen. And by the way, you don't get to talk to him.
I don't?
You are not worthy.
I am not worthy.
No, you're not talking to Jed Clampett.
Just because I don't have every episode of what was that? Beverly Hillbillies?
What was that?
Beverly Hillbillies?
What, do you want to talk to him about Barnaby Jones?
Well,
you know, I could never watch that show.
Well, because you keep...
Because I see, you know, it was like when they switched the Darrens on Bewitched.
Wasn't
the same
heart.
Guy. I mean, you know, and then...
Flashback to Wayne's World, right?
Exactly. That's the way I felt. So then you see Jed Clampett chasing guys with a gun.
I
couldn't get Barnaby Jones.
Wayne's World.
I couldn't get... So you do not get to talk to him. It's after 9:30, by the way.
He's a great actor.
If you're a Beverly Hillbillies fan... You can talk to Jed Clampett, Buddy Epson, after 9:30. You can wish him a happy birthday, and you can say stuff to him like, y'all come back now, here. Swimming pools, movie stars, all
y'all
that stuff.
Y'all come back
but
now.
You don't get to talk to him at all.
Y'all come back now, here.
We're going to kick you out of here because you are not worthy enough to talk to Jed Clampett. And we hope you have a lucky day today. 6:14 at Y95. How would you like to go to the Y95 Soap Fest happening this Saturday at Blockbuster Desert Sky? All your favorite soap stars are going to be there. We're going to give you free tickets coming right up. No. No way you are worthy enough to talk.
Just because I don't know every episode of that show.
Don't beg me. Don't beg me now. Don't beg me. Jed Clampett, happy birthday to him after 9:30 this morning on Y95. 6:16.
A woman on the radio talks about watching the world.
It is 6:18 at Y95. No, we're not going to read more Annette Alvarez, Fife Symington resignation letters. No, no.
That's good, but still, we're going to somehow reveal your sensitive side, aren't we?
That's right. How would you like to go to the Y95 Soap Fest? Saturday, 2 to 4, Blockbuster Desert Sky.
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster. Blockbuster Desert Sky, where all your favorite soap stars from One Life to Live, Loving All My Children, General Hospital, they'll be there and so will you. Dial us at 260-9555. Everybody who gets on the radio wins tickets. All you have to do is tell us who's the biggest soap scum. And I don't mean the stuff that's growing in your shower right now. Soap scum. Who's the
worst bad guy?
Who's the bad guy? Who are the bad girls? Okay, you let us know right now. We'll take you to the show with Y95.
This one goes out to all the lovers in the house. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna express my feelings right about now in the way I like to do things. I'd like to know.
Like sands through the hourglass. These are the days of our lives. I'm McDonald Kelly. And what? Huh?
No, stop
what?
It.
6:23 at Y95.
Gone into a fantasy world here.
Next, Y95 License to Win starts off its $1,000 Thursday. But meanwhile, we're getting ready for the Y95 Soap Fest this Saturday, Blockbuster Desert Sky. And we want to know who's the bad girls? Who the bad guys? Who are the soap scum?
You know, the villains usually have the best parts, the best roles in these things.
Already this week, we've talked to Patrick Stewart, who plays Will Cortland.
And a real nice guy.
Real nice guy. But he's a real scuzz on All My Children.
Well, he's dead.
Yes, he's dead. He's a dead soap scum. Later on this morning at 9 a.m., we talked to Yasmin Bleeth. Now, Yasmin Bleeth is another soap scum. She's Leanne Demarest on One Life to Live. Let's find out who you think the soap scums are. We'll give you tickets to go to the Soap Fest. Hi, Sandy.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning, Sandy.
Who's the soap scum in your life, Sandy?
Carlo Hesser on One Life to Live.
You know, he is oily and greasy.
Yes, he is. I was going to say Will Cortland, too, but he's dead now.
Yeah, please don't give us the name of the actors. We want to know the names of the of their characters.
Carlo is so...
Why is Carlo scummy?
Scummy.
Oh, he's, like, in the mob, and he kills people, and he sets people up for drugs, and he, like, just terrorizes the whole town.
You know, Sandy, I was watching. There's a person calling you, telling you you're on the radio.
That's Jane.
Sandy, I saw a storyline where he stole somebody's baby. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He kidnapped a baby. That's how scummy he is.
Yes.
Enjoy the show, Sandy. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for listening to Y95, Sarah.
Hi.
Who's your soap scum?
Victor Kiriakis off Days of Our Lives.
Oh,
also,
yes.
Another scummy. You're right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these people are like the devil.
Uh-huh.
And why do you think he's a scum?
Because he He terrorizes everybody, and he...
Name one awful thing that he's done.
He wants everybody's wife.
All right, there you have it.
Enjoy the show. Christine, thanks for listening to Y95. Thanks for calling. Who's your soap scum?
Adam Chandler.
Yes.
Well, you know, he blows hot and cold.
Yes, he does. But he does. He goes back and forth.
Sometimes he's rotten, sometimes he's not. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he's rotten right now.
What's he doing now?
Yeah.
Oh, he won't give Erica a divorce.
Now, wait a minute. I haven't been keeping track of all my children lately.
You mean you didn't know Erica was married to him?
No!
Yes.
Well, Erica has now married, I think, every male on the show.
Yeah.
Is that true?
And I think in real life, too.
No, she's real happily married to
it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Christine. Enjoy the show Saturday, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And we have dueling soap scum here. Becky?
Hi.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Hi, ladies. Say hi to each other.
Hi, Michelle.
You two both think the worst soap scum is?
Will Cortland.
Will Cortland. He's a dog.
Yep.
Did you hear him the other morning with us?
He seems so pleasant as a real person.
Oh, really? She probably is.
Becky, why is he a scum to you?
Just to me, anytime you can lie to your family face-to-face and look sincere about it, that's dogish. That's scummish.
Dog.
What about you, Michelle?
Well, he deceives everybody and then lies about it.
By the way, does Will Cortland remind you of anybody you know?
No.
My dad.
You both get to go to Soap Fest.
Ladies, enjoy the Soap Fest.
Thank you.
You'll be able to get your picture taken with that scum.
Uh-oh.
All right. Hey, if you'd like to keep calling, we'll take a few more calls on your favorite soap scum. We'll give you tickets, too. 627 at Y95.
My hair's one big drip.
Of the $1 installation.
It is 630 at Y95. Here's the latest traffic center report. Commander Bill brought to you by Showcase Honda, 15th Street and Camelback. Commander.
If you're making your way onto the Black Canyon Freeway southbound right now at Thunderbird, Cactus, and Peoria, those on-ramps southbound to the Black Canyon are very, very heavy this morning. Dreamy Draw, as you approach the pedestrian overpass inside the Dreamy Draw coming inbound, watch out for a couple of vehicles off to the right-hand side. Those are causing a little bit of that curiosity slowing inside the Dreamy Draw right at the pedestrian overpass. With the Valley's most frequent traffic updates, I'm Commander Bill with Kelly and Company on Y95.
It's 6:31. I'm Maggie Brock on Y95. Here's the latest. Did anybody see Governor Symington on TV yesterday?
With the pig nose.
He was pretty funny. Now, you know, he was on the cover of the New Times. They did an April Fool's joke.
Fife quits.
Yeah. And so he went on TV with this pig nose to talk about the joke. I just thought it was kind of surprisingly fun-loving of him. The space shuttle landed safely this morning. The commander of the ship made a real pretty landing at Kennedy Space Center.
He was wearing a chiffon dress.
And a little tiara.
A little tiara and had the cutest little pumps.
Mm-hmm. A little movie news. The president of the Motion Picture Association of America says he waited until after the Academy Awards to say it, but he really hates the movie JFK. He said it's a hoax and a smear. He says, how could so many people, including weirdos and frisbee throwers, have been involved in a conspiracy with nothing leaking for almost 29 years?
Gee, I wonder what he thinks about Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, on the other hand, a doctor who was part of Parkland Memorial Hospital's trauma team on the day President Kennedy was shot says that President Kennedy's head wound had to have come from the front. The doctor is appearing on ABC's 2020 and also on Geraldo's Now It Can Be Told, and he says he looked at Kennedy's wounds before Kennedy was placed in the coffin, and that's the only conclusion he could come up with. Now, why did he keep quiet? He says because he was afraid he would lose his job and would have been rejected by the medical community.
By the way, the JFK piece on Now It Can Be Told with Geraldo is going to be right after the piece on stripping nuns.
Right.
Yes.
And
stripper nuns from hell.
Y95 Sports. Suns play tonight. They're at home to face the Warriors.
Let's go, Suns.
Suns have won 31 of their last 33 home games. The Warriors have not won a game at the Coliseum in 5 years. And in golf, the first round of the Tradition starts today in Scottsdale. Jack Nicklaus is defending his title. The Tradition is a high-stakes game. The champion will earn $120,000. And Y95 Valley weather, some clouds, chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, up to 70. And the rain should taper off for tomorrow. Right now, it's 50 degrees at 6:33. I'm Maggie Brock with Kelly and Company on Y95.
More of your favorite soap scums coming up next after Kathy Tricoli on Y95. Finally, I'm ready.
Oh, yes?
And prepared to give you $1,000 for your Y95 license to win.
You've
next.
You've processed
got
everything.
Got all the faxes, got all the letters, got millions of them right here.
Okay.
Stay very close. Coming up next on Y95, 636, 24 before 7. Bruce and Maggie. Hi, Rhonda.
Yes?
Who's your soap scum? Who's the bad guy or bad girl you love to hate?
Lawrence Alamy.
On what show?
Days of Our Lives.
What has he done scummy lately?
Oh, he raped somebody and he's trying to break up somebody's relationship.
And he gets away with this?
That's it.
It's a soap opera, Maggie. It's
okay.
A soap opera.
Okay.
Does he remind you of anyone, Rhonda?
Excuse me?
Does he remind you of anyone you know?
No.
Good.
Okay, good. I'd love to ask that question, though. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Who's your soap scum?
The scummiest scum, the witch of the West. Sheila on Young and the Restless.
Oh, she's a bit.
Yeah. Other word for it too. She's terrible. She stole the baby, stole the husband.
Does she have any redeeming qualities?
She has nothing. She's got nice long hair. That's about it.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. And does she remind you of anybody you know?
No, nobody that I would even want to know.
Okay. Enjoy the soap fest. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to Y95. Y95 with En Vogue, 641, 19 before 7. Bruce and Maggie, hello. I've been listening to you since KZZP, morning show. I'd like to enter your license to win.
Bruce, you're not supposed to read the whole letter.
I listen every morning to Kelly and Company starting at 6:30, and
okay.
Then, if you're listening after 6:30, according to this letter...
You're listening now.
You're listening right now. Listen carefully. This could be your Y95 license to win. It's worth $1,000. We're doing it all morning long. Every hour is this your Y95 license to win.
3842 AP, Aeronautical Penguin.
3842.
Aeronautical Penguin, AP.
AP, 3842 AP. If that's your Y95 license to win, you have 10 minutes to dial us at 260-9555. $1,000 for you right now, instantly from Y95. And if you have faxed us or written us with your Y95 license to win, listen every hour. That's how you're going to win this morning with $1,000 Thursday on Y95. Once again, the license to win is...
3842 AP. That's Aeronautical Penguin.
We're waiting for you here, Y95. Hey, do me a favor. Hand me that latest U.S. Congressman whining tape.
Oh.
Yeah, where is that sucker?
Here.
Latest U.S. Congressman whining about... This guy got caught for writing like 500 bad checks.
They ran like rats! They ran!
He's talking about the Judicial Committee.
They didn't make their report when I had a chance to go eyeball to eyeball. What's wrong with going eyeball to eyeball if you're not afraid?
Guy wrote 500 checks and he wants to... He said,
and you know who he's mad at? Gopher.
He's... Gopher.
He's on the committee. He's on the Judiciary Committee.
Oh, that's right.
No, the Ethics Committee.
Gopher from the Love Boat.
Yes.
Fred Grandy is now a...
Yes, he's mad at Gopher.
I just love that house bank.
Finally, there's a bank here to serve you. It's the House Bank, and it's not just for representative members anymore. With our new unlimited checking program, banking has never been so easy.
I was so sick of those annoying bank charges for insufficient funds. I mean, obviously, I didn't have the money to pay the charges if I didn't have money in the first place.
I always had problems balancing my checkbook. It gets pretty complicated. But since I started using the House Bank, I don't have to worry about the balance anymore. They just don't seem to care.
Our new unlimited checking program is designed for your needs. If you need to write 900 checks in a month and don't have a dime in your account, fine.
Thanks, House Bank.
The new unlimited checking program available at your local House Bank. Re-election not included. Member USIOU.
Come ride with us.
Bruce on the loose. Y95.
6:45. Rain again today. High around 70. Please drive carefully. Flooding all over the valley. 51 degrees. Y95. Y95 jams the hits, 11 before 7, 6:49. Bruce Kelly and Maggie Brock waiting for Y95 license to win.
3842 AP, 3842 Aeronautical Penguin.
You have less than 5 minutes to dial 260-9555 to win your $1,000. Come on.
Did you know my name?
New York.
York will give her a call in her office. Will she hang up on me?
No, I don't think so. She's too perky.
Nah. We'll yap with Katie in just a minute. 6:54 at Y95. Last night at Beside the Point, at the Point Hilton Squaw Peak, we crowned the 1992 Thunder Dan Marley Nacho Queen.
We it was an event.
We'd like to thank the hundreds, literally. I mean,
yeah.
Because of the rain, we would have been outside on the volleyball court. You ever been to Beside the Point? You got the big volleyball court, big patio, and because of the rain, we had about 500 people jammed.
All smushed inside.
Smushed inside.
Watching an event that all I can say is it was better to remember than it was to actually live through.
Sandra Lundell of Phoenix was the big winner with
she
her kids.
She did a stilt dance.
She got on... She was...
Huh?
Hello? Is Mom home?
Yeah.
May I speak with her? Who's this?
This is Robert.
Oh, hey, Robert. Bruce Kelly here.
Oh, hi.
Hey, guys.
Robert.
How you doing?
Yeah, were you one of the singers last night?
Yeah.
One of the blonde boys.
The whole Lundell family was there, yes. By the way, who gets... By the way, they won a pair of courtside tickets to go see the Suns tonight. We're going to give away more of those in a minute. And the weekend for two at the Point Hilton and a year's worth of Thunder Dan Nachos. Hey, Robert.
Hey, can I have a ticket?
Your mom's got the tickets.
I know, but she's probably just going to take my dad.
She's going to take dad?
Yeah.
Well, then ask her for the year's worth of nachos.
Yeah, bargain.
No, she wants the year's worth of nachos.
Well, your mom wants everything, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Get her on the phone. Get her on the phone, Robert.
Okay.
Get her on the phone. Probably still wearing her tiara.
She probably slept with it. Yeah.
Or dad. Sandra!
Hello?
Sandra?
Yes?
It's Bruce and Maggie.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. You're live on Y95. How's it feel being the queen this morning?
Well, I just burnt the toast.
Burnt the toast.
Are you wearing your tiara right now?
No, I'm not.
You know, you had some stiff competition.
Some real stiffs, yeah. No, everybody was great.
It was a lot of fun.
There was the rapping Gonzalez family.
Yes.
And then Tara, who carved the number 9 and her dog.
That's right.
Singer.
The couple that did the lumbata.
I'll never forget that. Exciting boy. Yeah. She has some nice breasts. Sandra Lundell, who did the stilts and she
kazoo
did the kazoo
thing,
and the crowd.
The children sang.
Crowd went wild. The crowd went crazy. So you're keeping all the prizes, right?
No.
You're not going to share the nachos with your family?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Good.
All right. Well, you sound a little burned out there, Sandra.
No, I'm fine.
It was a long, hard competition. And then it ended in a tie, and then we had to have an applause off. But anyway, it was fun.
Just wanted to say congratulations, Sandra.
Thank you very much.
And
the kids are fighting over the Suns ticket.
I know the kids are fighting over everything. They're in the Lundell household. Congratulations. 6:57 at Y95.
In a test of ultimate refreshment, we pit the 7-Eleven Gulp.
It's a minute before 7 at Y95. KOI-FM Phoenix. Here's the latest Y95 news, sports, weather, and the Y95 Traffic Center report. Brought to you by Bash's, where you can enter Bash's Grocery Sweepstakes. Come, Manderbill.
In Tempe, all is not well at Apache and Rural. You'll see fire and police crews working on an accident. Restrictions involved, that's at Apache and Rural. I'll give you a couple of alternates. Try using McClintock or University. Those look real good right now. Also, watch out for some high water along Bell Road and a couple locations a little bit east of 7th Street. That's Bell Road east of 7th Street. High water to watch out for. With the Valley's most frequent traffic updates, I'm Commander Bill with Kelly and Company on Y95.
It's 7:01. I'm Maggie Brock on Y95. Here's the latest. The largest living thing ever found on Earth,
Delta Burke,
has been found. It is living underground, underneath the forest floor in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
What is it?
It is a huge...
What?
Gigantic...
Nacho!
Fungus. A
Ew.
Mushroom. It's a mushroom.
Ew.
It covers at least 37 acres, and it sprouts to the surface as good-to-eat mushrooms. But it is one individual fungus. It weighs at least 220,000 pounds. It's at least 1,500 years old.
No.
Now think about it. Rome has the Colosseum. We have this fungus. Paris has Notre Dame. We have this fungus.
Well, it must be. It's
England
like,
has the Stonehenge.
No.
We have a monstrous
fungus.
Old fungus. Mexico has those giant Aztec pyramids.
Sure, yeah.
We have this
fungus.
Fungus.
Tempe has Big Surf.
We have a fungus.
Fungus, yeah.
Scientists suspect that there are larger, older fungi around the world that have not yet been found. This is the last day for Cactus League baseball in the Valley till next year. Only two games are scheduled. They are the Mariners and the Indians in Tempe and the Brewers and the Cubs in Mesa. Farewell, oh baseball buddies. After more than a week in orbit, the crew of the space shuttle Atlantis is back on Earth. Nice landing at 6:30 Florida time. Remember the 82-year-old Alzheimer's patient who was abandoned at that Idaho dog track? Well, sort of a happy ending to the story. He's been reunited with a daughter who last saw him in 1964. She's from Tennessee. She said her parents divorced when she was young. She thought her father had died. Mm. But because of all this publicity, she found him again. She's going to take him back home. She says she'll care for him for the rest of his days. And in 195 Sports, Suns play tonight. They're at home to face the Warriors, and when they win, they will be just a half a game behind Golden State in the Pacific Division standings.
Suns courtside tickets coming up in moments on Y95 Valley Weather.
Some clouds, chance of storms this afternoon, up to 70. Right now it's 50 degrees at 7:03. I'm Maggie Brock with Kelly and Company on Y95.
Here comes Bon Noir with Superficial Love. Y95 jams the hits.
It's 7:06. Next, we're going to give a call to Katie Couric of the NBC Today Show. Find out why she's so depressed because she's so perky.
She has to be perky.
And we'll tell you about our Kelly Company celebrity birthday call.
Love, what have you done? Oh, wow. For a
Y95, 7:10, 10 after 7, rain today. Much is the same yesterday. 70 is going to be the high today. You still can't do that, can you? Tomorrow, maybe some more sun. A little warmer, high 75. 52 degrees right now. Y95, after 9:30 this morning, we wish a special Kelly and Company celebrity happy birthday to Buddy Ebsen.
Now, are you going to break out in hives or something?
Jed Clampett.
You're
from
so excited.
Beverly Hillbillies, live on Y95 after 9:30. Make sure you're tuned in. We'll let you wish him a happy birthday and a wee doggies. You don't get to talk to him.
Why not me?
You are not worthy.
He's 84 years old.
You are not worthy.
Don't
no way.
Don't mess with him.
No way. Name one Beverly Hills episode. Beverly Hillbillies.
I really couldn't. I couldn't. I don't think I've seen an episode all the way through, although I'm aware it existed.
Who was Jed Clampett's nephew?
Ellie Mae. No, of course that's not right. Ellie Mae was in it, though, wasn't she?
That's his daughter.
And the other one was the tall, really dumb guy.
Oh, jeez.
Jethro! Jethro!
Oh, yes, Jethro!
Yes.
Who later formed a rock band called...
Homer and Jethro.
No, not...
Jethro Tull!
Yes, you're right! You're not talking to him. Go interview somebody. Go talk to Fife about his pig nose on TV yesterday.
Wasn't that funny?
Go talk to Bart. Go do something. In the paper today, Katie Couric of the NBC Today Show complaining she's too perky.
No, that she has forced to be perky.
Forced to be too perky.
She's in a perky prison.
A perky prison.
Yeah.
And you know how, well, you know, buddies, Katie and, you know, he went to high schools and all, you know.
Right.
She won't hang up on me.
You went to different high schools together.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, let's call Katie in New York and sympathize with her. Why don't you do a little female bonding thing or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I have to be perky, too.
With me. It's torture.
Yeah.
She's off.
She signed a 5-year contract with Today.
Yeah, let's congratulate her on the contract, too, and ask her how much she can loan us. Is Katie in?
No, she's not. Can I take a message?
Oh, gosh. This is a friend of hers calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Kelly from Y95 Radio. Katie and I went to high school, all that stuff.
Could you hold on one moment, please, Bruce?
Yes?
Yeah, hang on a sec.
Ooh, that sounded like her.
Nah, that wasn't her.
I think it was
her.
She's
not going to pick up her own phone. She makes $2 million a year.
Sometimes they do by mistake.
No.
Nah. You said you went to high school with her.
I just want to get to my desk. Why don't I take a message for her?
Oh, we're so worried about... Well, who's this?
This is Betty, her assistant.
Oh, hi, Betty. We're so worried. We're a little worried about her. We're reading in the paper about her today. She's stuck in a perky prison?
She says that she has to be perky, and sometimes she doesn't want to be.
Yeah. And I'm concerned about her.
You're concerned, huh?
Yes.
Not to be concerned.
Oh, don't be concerned.
Not to be concerned.
Okay.
Katie.
I know she's not concerned because she's got that new contract. Have her call me, okay?
Bruce, give me your number, please.
Okay. It's 602-258-8181. Bruce Kelly, Y95 Radio. Old high school buddy.
got him, Bruce.
Hey!
Take care.
Love you, babe. Bye. Bye.
Oh, she hated you.
Don't hate.
Didn't she hate you?
Was she sitting there doing one of those air numbers?
Yes.
You know, when you tell somebody you're taking down their number and you're writing.
Six.
Writing
in.
It takes hard work to get it.
With 100%.
Kelly and Company. Kelly and Company. In the morning. In the morning. On Y95.
Where at 717? Bruce and Maggie, I can't tell whether this is a fax or a letter licensed to win.
But it's coming up next.
Coming up next, worth $1,000. Stay very close. Could be yours. Prince Y95. Y95, Bruce Kelly and Company. Listen carefully. This could be your Y95 license to win. It is $1,000 Thursday. Giving away $1,000 every hour all morning. Listen, listen, listen.
GPK001. That's Great Pinata King 001.
It's Nacho Queen.
Not well, Pinata
right.
King.
Okay, all right. If that's your Y95 license to win, you got 10 minutes. Dial us up. Here's the number, 260-9555. And if that's not your Y95 license to win, don't worry. We got another one coming up after 8.
Hang
on. Worth $1,000. But this one is
Great Pinata King, GPK001.
Waiting for you with $1,000 from Y95.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he said to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fake the twist of both of you. Just to be the next to be with
you. 727, Y95, you're minutes away from courtside Suns tickets. See the game tonight. Big game, Suns in Golden State. Thunder Dan, maybe a little slow tonight because he has nacho cheese all over himself.
Well, you know, he cooks all those Thunder Dan nachos himself.
Them all off. Yes, he does. But meanwhile, sounds like free money with Y95 license to win. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
This is Tara.
Tara who?
Tara LaRue.
Tara LaRue from who? I mean, from where?
From Mesa.
Yes. How may we help you, Tara LaRue of Mesa?
I do believe you called my license plate number.
No way. No way.
I hope so, Tara.
Your Y95 license to win is what?
GPK001.
What do you drive?
1991 white Chevrolet Corsica.
With a glove compartment stuffed with $1,000.
Oh, my heck.
Well, at least you're not the lady like yesterday who called me a little...
That bad word, yeah.
Congratulations!
Thank you!
You got the money, Tara. Where are you?
I'm at home right now. Get ready for work.
And what were you doing?
I was just barely got out of the shower and turned on the radio.
Oh, my God!
Are you naked?
No.
Oh.
Bruce is a dream is to have a naked winner, but that's okay.
That's okay. One day I'll get one. You've got the $1,000. Thanks for writing us. You gave us a letter. Said, Bruce, I listen from 7:10 to 8:30. Hope to talk to you real soon. Possible. Please, 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 please. Now.
So we had to.
You did it. You have to share the money with anybody?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Like who?
Or like a sister or two.
A sister or two and Visa and, yeah. Well, you have a good party with it, too, okay?
Bless your heart. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. We love to hear that free money smile. Here on Y95. Enjoy your $1,000.
Thank you very much.
Wahoo!
Woo!
Yippee-ki-yay! Get naked!
No way.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, what a good feeling.
And that's exactly what we wanted.
We want to do it for you. Right after 8, another $1,000 Y95 license to win at 727.
I've always shopped Abco. You can't beat it.
Yes, it's hard to beat the savings you get at Abco Foods with our everyday low prices.
Never full price.
And here comes the latest Y95 new sports weather and the Y95 Traffic Center Report. Commander Bill brought to you by Camelback Toyota, 15th Street in Camelback. 7:30, here's Commander.
Bruiser, be careful in Tempe at Apache and Rural. Police still working on that accident. Try using University or McClintock. Those are your best alternates. Super Duper Station Freeway coming from Mesa. Very sluggish now as you approach Price Road and I-10 northbound, leaving Chandler Ahwatukee. Very sluggish as you approach Elliott Road. With the Valley's most frequent traffic updates, I'm Commander Bill with Kelly and Company on Y95.
It's 7:32. I'm Maggie Brock on Y95. Here's the latest. For some reason, there is a cycle
to drive-by shootings in Phoenix. March is a very violent month. Thank God it's over. The Arizona Republic is pointing out that the Phoenix police recorded 17 drive-by shootings in March. Back in February, there were only 10, and the police say this doesn't mean that drive-by shootings are getting more common. It just means March madness. Something new about Charlie Keating. Charles Keating's accountant has testified that Keating typically paid himself bonuses to cover taxes. She's also testified that over the years she wired up to $100,000 to Monte Carlo to cover his gambling debts. The Arizona legislature is going back into yet another special session. This one is going to begin next Wednesday.
Yes, Governor Symington would like a bronze bust, or actually two busts.
No.
Annette Alvarez out in front of the state capitol.
No, no, no.
To
this
be
is gonna,
erected.
This is going to deal with prison overcrowding, and it starts on Wednesday. Space Shuttle Atlantis crew is back where it started after 9 days in space. Perfect landing. Now we hear about all the April Fool's jokes around the world. My favorite was the huge banner that said, "Welcome to Chicago." It was hung near the L.A. International Airport. Isn't that great?
And and speaking of Fife, yes, I know I give him a hard time, but he was a good sport.
Yes, he was yesterday.
If you saw Channel 12, they did a feature on April Fool's jokes on their news last night.
Yeah, we got on the news.
Why?
We were on the news for, you know, that...
But also Fife was on right after us about how he's a media hog or something. I don't know. All we saw was Governor Symington wearing a hog nose. So he's not such a bad guy after all.
Right, he has a sense of humor.
Maybe I should take that back.
Anyway, in 195 Sports, Suns tonight, they're at home to face the Warriors, and of course, they will win. 195 Valley weather, some clouds, chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, up to 70. Rain tonight, slight chance of rain tomorrow. Right now, it's 51 degrees at 7:34. I'm Maggie Brock with Kelly and Company on Y95.
Rules on the loose, Y95.
Oh, baby. You want to win them Suns tickets, you stay close here. Y95, baby. Yeah.
We're gonna take it back a little further. And I'm thinking back.
Y95 jams the hits with no hard rap. Color Me Bad, Thinking Back. 7:40, 20 before 8. Bruce Kelly and Maggie Brock again. Congratulations to Tara LaRue of Mesa. She was squealing her brains out. Why not?
Well, she got $1,000.
Just won $1,000 moments ago with Y95 license to win. There's more of them $1,000 checks waiting for you right after 8.
Wake up call.
Oh, time for Kelly Company birthday wake up call. We do them every morning. Who do you want to blast out of bed, Amy?
John.
It's his birthday?
Yeah.
It is or it isn't?
Well, it's not.
Okay,
it's not
well,
his birthday.
All right. Well, we don't have to always do birthday wake-up calls. That's so good. As long as there's a good scam. What's the scam, Amy?
Well, we were out late last night, and we're supposed to get up early and move, and we did karaoke, and...
Wait a minute. You don't have to tell us about your personal life.
Hold on. Turn the music off. I can't hear it. Speak up nice and loud, Amy, because you're live on Y95. We do nothing on tape here at Y95, by the way. You could tell that yesterday.
Yes.
That friendly lady who called me up. Now, Amy, you're out with this guy, John.
Right.
And you're supposed to move?
Yeah, we're supposed to get up this morning and move.
Oh, okay.
We were out late last night, so...
Out late where?
At Shenanigans.
Shenanigans, okay. And you were doing karaoke?
Right.
And what's this guy's name, John?
John Mazzola.
Mazzola, like a margarine.
Right.
Okay. Hmm. and what song did you sing last night?
Well, he sang Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Oh, so you guys are popping back a few and...
He sang Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Right.
Hmm. What's the idea for the scam you have?
Well, I want you to call him up and tell him that you're a record producer.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and let me hear that wake-up blast. When I say blast him, you go...
Wake up!
I was wondering when you were going to speak up there, Amy.
Well, that Good should do
Lord.
It.
Lord, hold on. Let me handle this. Hold on.
Let me handle this.
I can handle this.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a minute. Yeah, hold on. I got it. Does this sound like record company guy?
Yeah.
Sound good to you, Amy?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to make you a big star. Hello?